The topic of Shiurim, Kazayas, Kebeya, Revius, is a complicated sugya, and we're going to try and give a very basic understanding of it, and then try and say some practical amounts. The Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Peis Vav, that gives two calculations for a Kazayas in relationship to a Kebeya. According to one calculation, it is one opinion, which is Rashi's opinion, it is like a Chatzi Beya. It's the size of a half of an egg. And according to the sheet of the Rambam, the calculation of a Kazayas is Kishlish Beya. It's a third of a Kebeya. The Mishabura, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishabura over there says that for Mitzvah the Raisa, we're Machmer, the larger share, which is Kechatzi Beya. And for the Rabbanans, if a person would use the smaller shear, he's Yotze, which would indicate, even for the Rabbanans, preferably the Chachila, you should use the larger shear of Rashi. That'll be relevant by the Karech. There's a Chachila by Karech, we should use a larger calculation of Kechatzi Beya, as opposed to, in the case a person is having difficulty, we would be Mekel and let him use the shear of Kishlish Beya. Above and beyond this issue of how large the Kazayas is in relationship to the Kebeya, there's a question as how large is a Beya. Now that question is tied into Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim gives us two ways to calculate the shear of a Revius. One is that a Revius is an egg and a half. It's a Beya V'chatzi. Another calculation, how to calculate it, is based on the creating a box. It's a volume, so it's creating an area which is a volume, which is 2 etzbos by 2 etzbos by 2.7 etzbos. So once we know the calculation of how long an amma is, we know how long a tefach is and how long an etzba is, we can calculate how large that area is supposed to be. And then we will know based on that how large a revius is supposed to be. The problem is that the Tzlach noticed there in his Sefer on Pesachim that he calculated this based on this measurement, and he figured out the amount of liquid that it holds. He also calculated based on the displacement of an egg and a half. It came out that the displacement based on an egg and a half is much smaller than that of the calculation based on the length of its bo'os. He came to the conclusion that must be the eggs which we're using nowadays are smaller than the eggs which the Gemara is referring to. The Chazanish says that theoretically we should really measure it based on if we were given the Shurim and Kebeya, we would be allowed to use the Kebeyim of our time. But over here we're given two Shurim, and the shear of a Tefach and an Amba is a shear which is mentioned in the Torah, so that's going to be given precedence. So we give the precedence to that calculation. So based on that calculation, we have a larger shear, and we have to be concerned about it. The Mishabura, in two places, in Hilchos Kiddush and here in Hilchos Pesach, says for the Raises we're machmer on the concern of that the Arkebeyim are too small. For the Rabbanans, we can rely on the fact that Arkebeyim are the proper size, and we can use actually a Kebeya based on an egg, a modern egg. What size egg? A medium-sized egg, which means if there are 5 size eggs, small, medium, large, extra large, and jumbo, we'd use the medium size, which is known as large. So the two ways to calculate, now we want to know how large an egg is, we can then work backwards and figure out, so if a revius is a certain size and that's an egg and a half, so a kazayas will be 1/3 of that. If you understand the kazayas is half of an egg, if a kazayas is 1/3 of an egg, it's even smaller than that. So those are the background. There is one more point over here that the Gemara never ties a kazayas directly to the two. So Chazanish says that really, theoretically, based on that, we should argue that a kazayas just is only totally on the size of kazayas that we actually find nowadays. And again, we would use a medium size olive. But he says he does not want to be mekel on it l'maisa. In a case of necessity, we actually are mekel on it l'maisa. And there are poskim which are mekel on it l'maisa, and they actually use the size of volume of an egg's. Again, a medium-sized egg, there are 7-sized eggs, so the middle-sized eggs, there's small, medium, large, extra large. Extra large is your medium-sized olive. Based on their calculations, to come up with the numbers, let's leave that for another shear.